Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Hei, and today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Jamie Lehman, Chaim Menachem ben Rav Menashe Rafal, Vesara ben by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel. We thank them for the sponsorship. And again, Lili Nishmas, Chaim Menachem ben Rav Menashe Rafal Vesara. Okay, we are on Mem Dal Dama Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. So we are discussing Pigol as is a very wide-ranging topic in this Masechta, and we're talking about what is Pigol limited to and what it applies to. So we had in the Mishnah already, Machlokas Tanaim, whether it applies to all Karbanas, as long as it's Davar Sheish L'Matirin, it has another activity, another part of the avoda that is matirid, that applies not only by shlamim, which is the context where pigol was written, but it applies by other karbanos to ola and chatos and even chatos primios. And Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah said, no, it does not apply to chatos primios. That was Rabbi Shimon back on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Kol She'enu Amazbeach Achitzon Kishlamim, Ein Chayavan Al Mishim Pigol. Right, that was Rabbi Shimon Shita on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. And then right before the end of the year yesterday, we had another sheet in a brisa explaining Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Maybe it does apply to chatos primios, but only by the avodos chutz of the chatos primios. That's where it applies. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav, towards the bottom, Halacha, Rabbi Elazar, Mishamar, Mishur Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, who said this in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Right? That was the brisa that we just quoted. So it's a question about the girsa. Is it Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Is it Rabbi Yossi? Either case. So that's what the Rabbi Yossi paskins. Amar Rava, really? We paskin that way? Hilchas al Mashicha, says the Gemara. This is a halacha that doesn't have any ramifications until Mashiach comes. Rashi, on top, Hilchas al Mashicha. Hare kava lanu halacha, hatzricha lanu limos ha-Mashiach, kshi bane beis ha-Migdash, v'yachshav lo esrachin lo. What are you paskining for? What does it matter what the halacha is? We don't need this to know this halacha. Right, that's the question of Hilchas al Mashicha that comes up here and in Sanhedrin. But the Rava is bothered. Why is it that the Gemara had to go out of its way and this Amora is Rav Nachman has to go out of its way to quote to us what the halacha l'maisa is? Again, every line here is jam packed. So let's just finish the section. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, wait. Really? Elamayata. Kol shekiz as kachim will listen. So we shouldn't have mezechas vachim in the daf yomi, right? All of shechiz kachim, you know, we shouldn't have here, right? Listen, hilchos al mashiach hu. It's all for Mashiach, right? We're not bringing karbanos. Ella, what's the reason that it's here? Why do we learn it? Drosh v'kabal schar, right? We darshan and we get schar, even if it's not lamaisa, right? Like the words the Gemara uses in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph regarding the three mitzvos that might not have ever happened, right? Here in Idachas, Betzora, Mora, Bais Havanuga. That's the other place in Shas where this line is found, and a couple of others. But El Hakanami, Drosh v'kabal schar. So he answers. Rava says, what are you bothered by? So you drosh v'kabel schar, you get schar even if it's not lamaisa. So Rava clarifies, achi kamin alacha. This is what I mean to tell you. Hilchas alamali. Fine to learn about these halachas. That's drosh v'kabel schar. But to be koveya what the halacha lamaisa is, that we need to know. Rashi says, demigras be'inon misni, mishnayis u'machlokos, hilchas avoda, lefi shetorehi. The drosh v'kabel schar, that's fine to learn it. Aval kivua halacha, eina ela lahoros halacha lamaisa. To be koveya what the halacha is, so that's giving the impression that it's halacha lamaisa. V'yachshav eino knowing. And it's not nohig now, so therefore, what's the reason that you're being koveya halacha? That's one answer they might have given. Lishna achrina, or amalei halacha kamina. Or it was a statement, right? Now I know what the halacha is. V'yimos ha-mashiach, right? Hilchos ha-mashiach, not as it might have been used in other contexts. Okay, these four lines here, we could really spend the rest of the shiur on, but we'll just mention a couple of points. First of all, the achronim wonder, we know that many Rishonim paskin, like the opinion of the Tanaim, the Rama paskins this way, that makrivin karbanos alfa bishein sham bias. You can give karbanos even without a beis hamikdash, technically, theoretically, if you get out of some other problems. But so the Rama paskins in Hilchos beis habechira in Perek Zayin. So what does it mean that it's Hilchos l'mashicha? Right? There could be karbanos bizman hazeh even without a beis hamikdash. That's what the Rama says in Hilchos beis habechira in Perek Vav. Lefichach, vav tesvav, makrivin karbanas kulan, ava bisha ein sham bayis banui. Even if you don't have a base of it, right? We discussed this a couple of days ago when we discussed the roof. That if the Rambam, if the roof falls in, and the Rashi and the Rambam says, seems to say you don't need a roof, because you could do it even bezman hazeh. V'ochlin kachim kachim b'chol azara, av v'ishi chareva, v'ein mokeves v'chitza. V'ochlin kachim kal, v'ishi shenim b'chol yushalayim, av v'ishi shein sham choma, sheknusha rishona, kishal shaita, v'kishal asid lavo. So, what does this mean, Hilchsel Mashicha? So the Briska Rav and others say, maybe, right, what we're talking about here is the chatos primios. And that cannot be brought. Right? Maybe other karbanos can be brought on the Mizbech HaChitzon, but the Chatos Panimios cannot be brought. Or the Mitzvah Eisan says here that if you look in the Tosos later on, maybe, even according to the Shita of Makrina, of Abishain Shambayas, that only means Ktores. Doesn't mean karbanos. That's not what the Rambam says. But at least according to Tosfos, that's how you would answer the question. L'chora, says the Mitzvah Eisan. L'man da'amar l'kaman makrivin avishen shabayis lo havakol shechidus kashim l'chsel l'mashicha t'gam atan afkamina. Right, that to be makriv. L'fiba, shechaz Tosfos l'kaman daf nuntes t'rak k'tores makrivin v'lo shar karbanas asi shapir avol das harambam mashmur d'chol karbanas makrivin bizman hazeh kasha. So that's, he doesn't answer that more, and that's what we mentioned, but maybe the Chatos Panimios still would be, okay. There are three general approaches, right? Tosfos here discusses this. Tosfos says, why sometimes is the Gemara bothered by this type of question of asking, you know, what, this isn't a halacha lemaisa, what are we possibly for? And there are other times the Gemara asks the question and is not bothered by it, right? Sometimes the Gemara asks, sometimes not. And how many, judges were needed to judge an ox that went on to Har Sinai? Right, and that's the opposite. That's in the past, not in the future. Right, so there's different deus. The Tosfos here quotes, look in Sanhedrin Nun Aleph, where it's asked there. But if you look in the end of Kiddushin, right, Rabbi Yossi, the Rav passes like Rabbi Yossi that in the future all Mamzerin are going to be tahor. I see the Mamzerin Litahir. So again, that's in the future. What do we need to know that for? So there are various approaches given, really three general approaches. Number one, the one idea is that many Rishonim try to find an afkamina. It's really all halacha l'maisa. It is halacha l'maisa. So that's what Tosfos here says. Also on the third line, v'shem anafkamina, at least over there, by the asidim mamzerin litaher. Again, without getting into what that means right now. Shem anafkamina achshav shelo laharchik mishpacho she'enan yiduos. If you're not sure, you don't have to be so... make them so distant if there's a suffix, because look, in the future they're going to be tar anyway. So this is one approach of some Rishonim, always trying to find the nafkamina. The Meiri also writes this sometimes. Well, what if a person makes a neder? That's always a good one, right? What if a person makes a neder that the halacha is like this? I won't eat this today if the halacha is that a Shar Sinai, you know, is judged with 23 judges. So you can always have a nafkamina, but that's one approach of the various mefarshim that one can, look for an afkamina in each context. Number one. Number two, others say that the problem of Hilchas al-Mashicha is only when, besides being Hilchas al-Mashicha al-Lamaisa, you have to do something wrong in order for it to be Lamaisa. So that's very Milsa de lo Shchicha. Not only is it a Hilchaz Mashicha, but it's only after an Aveira was done. Right? So that's also a Deya in Tosfos. The last day of Tosfos. The end of Tosfos Hilchaza, Verab Chayim Mefarish. To lo parach Hilchaz Mashicha, Elahecha diga tarti. Shehula Mashicha, Vagam Osa Isser. The leka nafkusa behilchasa ella ayide iser lo shayach lifsok lemashicha. So that's where we doesn't make sense as Tosfos to Paskin, because again it's very not lemaisa. It's something that we don't have to focus on. So therefore, that's number two. So again, either you always look for a nafkamina, or others say that it's only when there's an iser that it's a problem, and if there's no iser, then they would deal with these questions. And number three, maybe it's a machlokas. Maybe it's a machlokas. Some Amoraim were bothered by this type of question and some weren't. That's also a day. All three days are in Tosfos here. Right? Tosfos says right before that line that we just read, V'nired Rav Yosef Dafka, the Islehach. Right? Rav Yosef himself was bothered by it, but many others, other Mefarshim were not bothered by it. If you look in the Hakdama, the Likutei Halachos, right, with the Chavetz Chaim's Sefer, like the Rif on all these kachim. So at the end of the Hakdama Rishona in the footnote, He talks about this Gemara. V'yal yitam akore. Right, we know that Chavetz Chaim was very, when this isn't Hilchot Mashiach, Mashiach's coming tomorrow. So Mashiach's coming tomorrow, today. So, you know, how can you not know? So he says, I v'yal yitam akore alai, amad masadrin Hilchot Mashiach, tachibur azeh halo sidur al pi Rambam. The Rambam did it. V'arambam alokava hilchosa v'yaf b'chol seder kachim. Right, that's the Rishon that we used in Seder Kachim. Because we have a chem pirsha mishnah shalom masik b'chol mishnah hilchos a kamaro kamar v'yakar chamishum disviro like a maskana zatosvis v'achim daf mem hey. He holds like the maskana of tosvis the chol ha'amoran lo chayshi lo zekush yirak of Yosef levad. Rav Yosef was bothered by it, but the other amoran did not have a problem with talking about what the halacha is going to be. V'chein ritva b'shem Rabban. Look at the ritva in Yuma daf yud gimel, who also says that Rav Yosef is nidche. V'gam b'emes, and also, let me add, says the Chafetz Chaim, ein ikar ritzoni b'sidur zeh ha'halacha b'shvil kfiyas ha'halacha b'elu ha'inyanim. Halavai, that should be the only thing we don't know. You know, what's the halacha like in the cases that we don't know who to pass it like? Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's not my goal here. My goal is to let everybody know the basic halacha, even if there's omachlokas to it. Ela kedesh ye shagur b'fi Yisrael maskonas ha-sugyos ha-pshutos she'en me-machlokas klal. Halavai, we should know all the non-machlokas in Seder Kachim. She'bavaroseinu ha-rabim nechzer gam yediyas ha-dinim ha-pshutim b'ilchas Kachim kanal. Right, and that's what he said. I don't think he quotes it right here, but he quote in the Hakdama to Asifa Sakenim, that's where he says, right, it only says Teku. Tishbi Itari's Kushius Vabayos. Right, Elion Navi is going to give us the answer to Sveikos and questions. He's not going to tell us what the Mefurish Halacha is, Davar Pashut. That we have to know ourselves. That we should know already. And therefore, it says the Chavetz Chaim. Putting these pieces together with all the other pieces, right? We have to make sure that we study it, and there's no excuse of hilchasa al-mashicha. That's what he also quotes earlier in the Hakdama here. Again, if one has not gone through all these Hakdamas of the Chavetz Chaim, there's overlap. But you know, sometime in Maseches Zvachim, once you go through the Asifas Kenim, or the 12 Prakim of the Hakdama of the Asifas Kenim, and also the Hakdama, and there's a Hakdama Rishon, Hakdama Shniya, and a Psicha. Right, a couple of pages of the Likutei Halachos here in the beginning. It's every paragraph is amazing. But he quotes here towards the end of the Hakdama Rishona. V'da'od l'fi ma shiyadua b'binyan bayis sheni k'shiyagia eis amar Hashem yizbarach. When Chagai says, he quotes Chavai in Perek Beis, he doesn't quote Perek. The Chavetz Chaim never quotes Prakim of Tanakh because that has non-Jewish sources. So he'll quote Ekev Revi'i Chavches. He'll quote Psukim, even though the Psukim have to do with the Prakim, but he won't name the Prakim. So here he quotes, Chagai, Kapitel Beis. Sha'alna as Hakonim Torah, Ayin Sham, Bekra, Mashinar, Shem Yisrael, Shuv as Hakonim, Umizenu Choleda, Gam Ka'es, Bavadei Shenizke, Shiyagia Ha'kates. We know it's coming, says the Chavetz Chaim. Yitzavah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lishol as Hakonim, Dvar Manogim, Lekunasam, V'kamebusho Chlima, Yagia Lanu, Oz, Kishalo Neda, Malahashiv. We don't know basic halachas, basic karbanas, basic ABCs of kachim. Ki be'emes lofi mashin nisrachaknu ka'es me'limud ha-seder hazeh shashchitas kachim, af ha-dvar ma'mufrashim b'kra gamkein, ki zor nechshav lanu. Right, play on words. V'lo neid alahashiv, v'lo navi me'asmenu me'tchilazu. We don't know what psukim say. V'ket Torah Shebech bal peh. Torah Shebech sav, so much of Hilchot Saras is in Torah Shebech Zav, Gamel Vad Kol Yonim Eile Domel Meis Mitzvah. Ve'isa B'Sefer Chasidim, the Sefer Chasidim that we quote every couple of Masechtas. Kol Mitzvah She'en Lo Doresh Ve'en Mi Shi'evaki Shosa Tidreshena Lefi Shi'kemeis Mitzvah. The Sefer Chasidim in Simon Kofei Sha'a Mitzvah Mekatreges Va'Omeres Kamagru Anochi Shnesalamti Mikol. Nobody studies me. Right, and Zevach Hazidim also says in Reis Lamech Aleph, Ehov lecha is ha-mitzvah ha-dome le-meis mitzvah, she'en la-oskim, kamo shetira mitzvah bezuya, o Torah she'en la-oskim, go shetira, right, he quotes from, everybody learns, obviously it's a great thing to learn, but everybody learns Seder Moed, and Nashim, and Nezikin, learn Kachim, v'tkabel schar kado k'neged kulam. Again, if somebody didn't learn the other Masechtas, he also learned, we have to learn everything. But just add this to the repertoire of what we learn, right? And that's what the Sefer Chasidim says it about Perek Elul Megalchin, that people, stay away from learning because it's about Hilchos Avelos. You have to learn everything. We have to learn everything. But again, one shouldn't think that this is this is something to stay away from because, you know, I read Masechta Zvachim, Hilchos HaMashicha, and I should stay away. Besides the element also of Drosh V'Kabal Schar. And even if something, now we're moving on to the other section, and then we'll continue the next Mishnah, the idea of Kol HaTorah Kula is Shem Hashem. And we have to learn every little detail. Rav Shechter likes to quote the Chafetz Chaim, who gives the mashal of a photograph, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Makos that the Torah is the mashal hakadmoni. What is the mashal hakadmoni means? It's the way we get a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally. And what's a picture? Let's say I take a picture and some of it's cut off in one corner. So that, you know, you're missing something. Even if it's not such an important part in my view. I see the people, but I don't see the edge of that picture, so you know it's cut off a little bit. That's the Torah. The Torah is a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I'm missing some of that photograph, so that I'm missing some understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Rav Shechter quotes in the Hakdamah to the Ginas Egos. He quotes a number of the sources related to this, but that's where he quotes. He quotes the Rashi in Mishpatim, which is the Gemara in Makos, Balakimi Nali Adon. He quotes the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam. Shatora meshameshes kemashal ukephotograph shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemashakat Zavar Ramban, the Ramban says, all that's called to our kula, shvozev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like he writes in the Hakdama, shakom mahavet ti'ur shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even if something's not lamaisa, it's still part of understanding the autobiography of God. And therefore, I have to try to understand everything, even if it's not halacha lamaisa. And that's the idea of limud HaTorah lishma. The separate from Lil Monamanas Lasos, there's Liman HaTorah Lishma, as we know the Beis HaLevi discusses in Parshas Mishpatim in his own beautiful way. Again, there's so much here. Let's continue, and we'll see if there's time to come back to the Beis HaLevi and others issues a little bit later. Okay, but now let's continue. So now we get into the Sugya in Zvachim about Karbanos of a non-Jew. What's the status of Karbanos of a non-Jew? Right here. Zvachim Memhe, says the Mishnah. Kashi of the Kachavim. We know a non-Jew is allowed to bring karbanos. It's pasuk in Chumash and the pasuk in Tehillim. Kibesi beis tefila yikarei b'chal ha'amim. Actually, partially in Malachim when Shlomo HaMelech is davening. But either way, there are many references to non-Jews bringing karbanos. What type of karbanos could a non-Jew bring? So there is a machlokas tanoim. We paskin the non-Jews could bring olos. They could bring karbanos ola, and that's what the accepted halacha is. But, says the Mishnah, kachi ove kochavim, they don't have the same halacha. Karban of an ove kochavim, and I bring it, and I think, shalob, is that the b'nei noach bring karbanos, we have even, not just from the psukim that allow it, but the Ramban discusses in the beginning of Vayikra, where he doesn't like the Ramban in discussing that karbanos are just anti-avodah zara. Karbanos were brought at the beginning of time, before there was avodah zara. So the Ramban thinks that history plays a role in our understanding of karbanos of an ovi kochavim. But the Mishnah in the Gemara, v'ashochtan b'chutz pater, because you can bring them on the mizbeach. So why should you be pater for shchut echutz? Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. If you want to look already in the Shinu Kubetzes, in Os Aleph, the Shinu Kubetzes says, why is shchitas chutz pater? Amar Haram, tichihei shchut echutz v'lo ovdei kochavim, just like we have a drasha that ovdei the gavra, so achanami nidrosh gavi akarban. So non-Jew, not only is a non-Jew excluded from the Aveira of Shchut Echutz, his carbon is excluded from the Aveira of Shchut Echutz. The Dafka carbon shall b'nei Yisrael, chayavon al Shchut Echutz, v'lo b'karbon shall v'kochavim. That's what the Shidu Bukubet says, quotes. You know, what could we give a little more depth to that? So again, there are different formulations in the Achronim. If you look in the Dvir HaKodesh here, from in the Os Reish Sadi Zayin, v'nireh, the Kalparsha de Shchut Echutz mishum de'ika din lahakriv bifnim. All of Shchut Echutz, as we know, is a parallel for the lost opportunity for bringing a carbon to Hashem inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'yem Kain, Kidematzinu, once we find, he's giving Svara for the Shidim Kubetzes here. Dinisma'it Akum Mishchut Echutz, when do you find that a non-Jew is not obligated in the Aveir of Shchut Echutz? Why? Bishum de'ein aleim tin hakrava bifnim. The Beis HaMikdash no'av l'hakrava avor Yisrael, v'lo al'akum. V'lochin k'sha'akum shochten b'chutz ein iser. It's not as much of a lost potential. because this is, it's accepted, but it's ultimately, is Beis Tfilah Yikar L'chol Ha'amim, but ultimately, Am Yisrael built the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a special place for Am Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yim Kain, so if that applies to the Akum, in terms of that lost potential, the same thing applies to his Karbanos, Hu Adim B'Karban Shel Akum, Lo Nomar Bo Parshat D'Shchud Echutz, Da'alo Beis HaMikdash, over Yisrael Akum Karban HaSayim, L'Chei Tzvirlei Da'al Karban Akum, Lecha Chiyuv D'Chutz. That's one. There are other formulations we'll get to, but that is just one, based on that Shita Mukubetzes. Through the prism of Shchut Echutz. That's all Rabbi Shimon. Div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, Mechayiv. Rabbi Yossi is Mechayiv. Question in the Mefarshim. Is Rabbi Yossi Mechayiv only on the last? Is he only arguing on the last halacha? That Shchut Echutz you're Chayiv for, but he agrees that there's no pickle notes of a Tameh? Or is he arguing on everything? And Rabbi Yossi holds that a carbon of an Ovei Kochavim has the same halachas, in general, of a carbon of a Yisrael. So we'll have to see. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Kadshi of the Kochavim, quoting the Tosefta, Kadshi Kochavim lo nehenin velo moalin, there's an Isser de Rabbanan to be nehene from a carbon, but there's no Isser of Mi'ilo Daraisa. The Ein Chayav and Aleim should pick on Osavatame, and there's no Chiyuv in that regard. The Ein Osin Tmura, a carbon of an Akum cannot create Tmura, cannot, you cannot substitute that for another one. The Ein Mevim Nisachim, and Nesachim aren't brought. What does that mean? The Rishonim discuss. We'll go with Rashi's Pshat. We don't bring Nesachim. They're not allowed to bring Nesachim bifnei atzman. Meaning, we know that a Jew could be no Dave Misnadev Yayin. We're going to have later on. Misnadev, okay, I could just hereby promise to bring and accept to bring wine and flour. So, Eimavi Nesachim, but they cannot bring Nesachim bifnei atzman, Rashi says. Ki Yisrael, that's Misnadev Yayin. Aval karban anton Nesachim, but their karban does need Nesachim. Right, their karban ola. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that is what Rabbi Shimon says, in the Tosefta. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ro'ani Bakulan Lahachmir. Shnei Bohan Lashem. Right, Kulan sounds like, oh, going back to our question about the Mishnah. Div Rabbi Shimon Lashem, it says Lashem there. Bamedvar Mamurim, Rashi says this is going back to Rabbi Shimon the Tanakama. When do we say that all this applies, that there is a limit, that it is not subject to Mi'ilah, but Kachim Mizbeach? That's by Kachim Mizbeach, that's where there's no Mi'ilah, but Kachim Bet HaKabayis, Ma'alin Bahen. But by Kachim Bet HaKabayis, so then there would be Mi'ilah, and the Gemara will again explain the reasons for this. Good. There is a question that is asked by the Achronim about a carbon of a non-Jew. There is a question that is asked in a couple of different ways. There is a question elsewhere, Nidarim and in Kiddushin, are Kohanim the Shluchim of Hashem or the Shluchim of Bnei Yisrael? When they bring Karbanis, who are they called? Shluchei D'Rachmana or Shluchei D'Idan? That is a question that is asked, and the Gemara goes back and forth with different rayas. Ask Achronim, why isn't there a raya that they're shluchim av Hashem from this concept? Because Akum is excluded from shlichus. And if they can bring a karban, and a kohen shechs the karban on behalf of the Akum, of the Baal HaKarban, but an Akum is excluded from shlichus, being a mishaleach or a shliach, halachically. So why isn't this a raya that they're the shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because they can't be the shliach of the Baalim, and the non-Jews are allowed to bring karbanas. That's one way it's asked. The other way it's asked is just straight. Right, the Kohen is always a shliach of the Bailam of the Karban. And here, how could he, Melachor, this Bailus of the Karban by Shchita, also by an Akum? So, what exactly is the approach to take to all of these discussions? So there are various answers given. Chassam Sofer has a Chiddush Gadol, Chassam Sofer says in Yeridea, in Shin Chaf Aleph, maybe the fact that the Torah says that they're included in Karbanos tells me that they're included in Shlichos in this area too. V'isalkadaitach, de goy, he says, v'chula, let me just quote the key line, v'kvarshamati makshim kayotzi b'zeh misam da'en shlichus l'goy, v'lazeh yesh lomar b'kadshim t'kol ma'aseyem ha'yidei shliach, efshar yesh lichus afilu l'goy anan l'ditu. Not in the other way. They can't be the oved, but at least we can be their shlichim in the world of kadshim. We can do this in the world of kadshim. This is even though on a daraisa level. Pashtus, that's the suggestion that Chassam Sofer is bringing. We find sometimes that there's shlichus la'akum l'chumra on a drabana level, right? We know Rashi at the end of Maseches Shabbos, at the beginning of the last parak, right? That Amir la'akum might be based on shlichus, but that's the midrabanan. This is even a suggestion on a daraisa level. So that's one very big chiddush suggestion. If you look in the Ola Shlomo, Shlomo Lipschitz in his on the first daf in Zvachim, daf beis, he talks about this issue, and he says Hadam Rinon, right? He's talking about general the concept of shlichus by shrita. If a Yisrael could do the shrita, but if he doesn't want to, so nearly to Hadam Rinon being in shlichus by shrita zeodafka. What does it mean that you need shlichus by shrita? That's only when there is a baal hakarban. If there is a Baal HaKarban who is mischaper through this Karban, who is misratzeh through this Karban, who fulfills obligations through this Karban, that's where we say there's a Baal HaKarban and there's shlichus for that. The Eish Bailam Schus Bakarvas HaKarban could go in Shlamim, Habasar Shalom, Va'ola Namim Bechaper Aseh, Shlamim Yevachelik, and an Ola Yevachelik, you get Kapara for Mitzvah Aseh, but the first context he's talking about, Chereshot V'Katan, Delav b'nei kapara ninhu, ein lo kol schus ba'ola, v'lo b'nei shlichus. So he's talking about chereshot v'katan. Also, la b'nei shlichus. And he says, and that would answer the question of the achronim, that he says, he quotes, kohanim shluchei d'rachman or shluchei d'idon, v'yemesh ha'kasadi, as he shaper, and Akum could bring a karban, but he's not the ba'al ha'karban, in the same way of getting either parts to eat, it's only an ola, but even getting kaparas for asays. Right, the Akum doesn't have assays that he's going to have a bitul assay. The Akum ain't lem kol schus ba'akarban. To bishlamim ain't yichol nechol abasar l'shayach lekohanim. Ubaola ain't shayach kapara ba'akum. Kedisha bezvachim l'ratzon lahem ba'akum labnei arsoninu. As we'll see on Amid Beis. As Hashem. Again, that's a second approach that is given. Okay. And there's other answers given, but we'll leave that for now. But that gets to the yisod of the connection, the relationship between Kachay Akum and Kachay Yisrael. Let's continue. So Lo Nenev Lo Marlin, quoting the Brisa. The Brisa said, there's no Hana'ah. You're not allowed to get Hana'ah Midrabanan, but on a Brisa level, there's no Mi'ilah. Lo Nenev Midrabanan Lo Marlin. Why? Degamar Mi'ilah Chet Chet Mitruma. Because we learn, compare, Xereshava Mi'ilah from Truma, and the Bitruma Ksiv, B'nei Yisov, Lo Avdei Kochavim. Right, that's the comparison to Truma Mi'ilah from Truma. If you remember, at the beginning of the second Berakah in Kiddushin, Mi'ilah has learned that from Truma, that there is Shlichus, and that's why Mi'ilah is one of the three Averos that we say Yesh Shlichus L'dvar Avera. Right, it's because of the limud from Truma. Mi'ilah, remember the three, Mi'ilah, Tvichu, Mechira, and Shlichus Yad. Right, those were the three exceptions to the rule that there is Shlichus L'dvar Avera by those three. And that is the problem, that's the problem with the Shita of the Rambam, at least the formulation of the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam's formulation in Hilchas Mi'ilah, in Perek Zayin Alach Habayis, the Rambam says, there's only one exception to Shlichus L'dvar Avera, and that's Mi'ilah. That's it, that's the Rambam. Very challenging line. The Gemara says, Beferish, in Kiddushim, beginning of the second parak, there's three exceptions to the rule, where you say, Yei Shlichus L'dvar Avera. Even if I make a Shliach to do an Avera, I get the Avera, and not the Shliach. But that's the Rambam's Lashon. U'bechal ha-Torah kula ein Shliach L'dvar Avera, ela b'b'ila levada. Shlois Ari v'ma Yisr Acher. Perek Zayin Alach Habayis. That's the kasha. What is the Rambam talking about? It's against the Gemara. So there are various suggestions given. All of them boil down to the fact that really the Rambam is not arguing la halacha. He's arguing in categorization. So for example, the Maharit, the Ksos, quotes the Maharit in Reish Sadi Beis. The Ksos quotes that the chiddush that you're chayiv by shlichus yad and ticha mechira, that's not a true case of shlichus l'dvar avera. Because what the Torah is machadish by shlichus yad is that you're chayef for being negligent. By shlichus yad, that means you use something that you're watching. You're not allowed to use it. So the Torah is machadish that you're responsible, whether you did it or somebody else did it, but it's in your responsibility. So that's not really shlichus l'dvar avera. You did something wrong. It's not that somebody else did something wrong and you're going to get faulted for it. Or by tvichu mechira. The iser is not for me to shecht it, right, or to sell it. It's for me to have it shechted or sold. If I'm responsible for it, then I did the Avera. Mi'ila is the only one that really they're doing the Avera and I'm getting faulted for it. So that's the only true case. So it's really a conceptual line of the Rambam, not a line Lamaisa, in terms of that's the only exception. Either way, but that's all learned out from the fact that Mi'ila is learned out from Truma, like our Gemara says here. Continuing. Ve'en chayav v'nalah mishum pigol v'nos v'tame. Also, carbon akum is excluded from pigol, nosar, v'tame. Is the carbon kosher? It's excluded. What if I think a pigol thought for a carbon akum? That is not clear in the Gemara. That's a machlok as achronim. Again, the Menchas Chinuch assumes that the carbon is nifsal. It is nifsal. You just not chayav for pickle nosa v'tami. And others, the Tiferes Yisrael here on the Mishnah, that is not nifsal, right? It's a machshava that didn't have any effect. So my time, what are the sources though? To asi pigol avon avon minosar. V'asi nosar chilo chilo mituma. So, Zera Shavas, as we had yesterday also, you could have Zera Shavas, two steps in Kachim. Ubituma ksiv, b'nei Yisrov, lo avdi kochavim. Good. Venos a tmura, there's no tmura, my taima, the iskish tmura, la maiser behema. Tmura is compared to maiser behema, they're both at the end of Buchu Kosai, at the end of Sefer Vayikra, or maiser behema, iskish la maiser dagan, and maiser behema is compared to maiser dagan, the maiser of grain, or maiser dagan ksiv, b'nei Yisrov, lo avdi kochavim. So you have all these limudim, limud upon limud, to teach me all of these halachos. But here, beforehand, it was two gzera shavas, so that was fine. But here, it's a hekesh. V'chidavar alamed behekesh, chozum alamed behekesh. But I thought we said that you can't learn hekesh to hekesh. That's the one. We've spoken about kal v'chomer, we've spoken about gzera shava, but I thought hekesh you can't learn. Answer, meiser dagan chulinhu. Step one, we have three limudim here, A to B to C. A is not kachim. A is chulin. It's meiser dagan. And therefore, that is, okay, right, Maaser Rishon is not usur for a Yisrael to eat, except Mishum Gezel HaKohen, as long as he took out the Trumas Maaser. Right, so that's why we don't give Maaser Rishon Bisman HaZeh. Technically, you don't have to. That's how Ezra was Kones, defined when the Levim did not come back to buy Sheni, so he fined the Levim. No, my Maaser Sheni, how can he do that? Because, technically, Maaser Rishon does not have Kedusha, and therefore, Yisrael can eat it as long as he took out the Trumas Maaser. See, either way, here, the first step is chulin, that's why it's not a violation of lamid min halamid in kachim, says the Gemara. Well, it depends how you define it. Hani chalamad amar basar malamid as linan. If you say a limud is defined by its source model, then this is chulin. El alamad amar basar lamid as linan. But if you go by the what is learned too, so then step two and three are both kachim here. So it's still a violation. Ma'ikel ha-meimar, it will still be a violation. So the Gemara says, Ela Meiser, what's the answer? It's as follows. Meiser behema chova she'in kavu alazmanhu. Meiser behema is a chova that does not have a specific time that you have to bring the karban. V'chova she'in la kavu azman, Yisrael Meisu, ovdekachavim lo Meisu. And that's the rule. Right, if it's a carbon that's not kavul azman, so that's not something that a non-Jew would bring. Only a non-Jew could bring a nedava, but not a chova shein kavul azman. So that only is that's something that applies to a Yisrael and not to a non-Jew. Right, if you see Rashi alludes to the machlokas later on. Rashi says ov dekachavim lo maisu de lo isru ov dekachavim el le nedarim benedavis. Right, the kabbanis of the regel. Right, he's quoting that daya. Right, even shlomim. Ava meiser chatas va'asham lo shayach v'hu klal. Right, and that's why that's the limud that they are excluded. Who do we paskin like in the Mishnah? By the way, all of these machlokos. So the Rama paskins like Rabbi Shimon, like the Tanakama. Right, that they're different. They're different. The Rambam says in the Psuli HaMakdashim, Yudches Chav Dalad. Kadshe Goyim Ein Chayav En Aleim Mishim Pigol Nosu V'Tamei. V'chein Dam Kadshim Kamo Shebi'arnu. V'chein Alavona V'akdos V'Eitzim. Okay, that's not our issue now. But that's the Rambam Shita. Kadshe Goyim, you're not Chayav for Pigol Nosu V'Tamei. The Ravid just says, Zed Asrib Shimon. It is the Das of Shimon. Obviously, the Rav is trying to argue here. Meaning, the Kesef Mishnah says, whenever we have a Machlokas of Shimon and Rav Yossi, we usually pass on like Rav Yossi. So why is the Rambam passing like Rav Shimon here? That's what the Rav is bothered by. So the Kesef Mishnah has two suggestions. Either you see elsewhere that the Gemara is Shakil Vatari within Das of Shimon. So sometimes that gives it away that we pass on like Rav Shimon. Number one. Number two, Vot Tamud Mefarish Time of Istam. The Yesh Misha Omer. Some say also what we just related to before. Maybe the Rambam only thinks that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the last line of the Mishnah, Shchitas Chutz, but he agrees to the Pigol Nosu V'Tamei, and then the Rambam is passing the Kuli Alma. Maybe that's the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, how to understand the last line of the Mishnah. Is he arguing on just this last point of Shchutei Chutz, or is he arguing on everything? If he argues only on the last point that the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yossi, he could be passing like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore you wouldn't have the Ravid's Taina. Good. Also here, by the way, the Gemara discussed Meiser Behema and Meiser Tavua, Meiser Dagan. Where's Meiser Ksafim? So that's also a big topic, but that's not in the Gemara. Not a Gemara anyway, that's based on the Medrash. Asher b'shvil shetit aser. So we'll see if there's time later, but again, that is there are some deos, one or two in the Rishonim that say it's a din d'oraisa, but most assume it's not even a din d'rabbanan. Most assume it's an ancient minhag tov. It's a very old minhag tov, but it is not a din l'ikuva, but again, it's a very good idea. But again, we'll see if we have time to come back to that. Vayter. Ein mevi'in esachim. So the Mishnah says that he does not, the Brisa said, the Tosefta said that the carbon of an Akam does not bring Nesachim. Tan Rabbanan, Ezrach, Pasik by the Nesachim, after the Meraglim, Ezrach may be Nesachim, may not the Chacham, may be Nesachim. Only a native. Yachol lo tehe ola sotuna Nesachim, you might think even his ola, tamalomar kacha. No, kacha, it needs Nesachim. Like Rashi said before, Amar Reb Yosi, Roani b'kulon lahachmir, Hamedra murim b'kachim izveach, v'chulu. Right, the unusual the halacha, the Brisa said, only by kachim izveach do we say there is no meila, but by kachim bedek habayis there would be meila even by a carbon of a guy. My time, what's the svara? Kasavar ki gamra meila chet mitruma. Meila, as we learned, is learned that from truma. Dumya de truma. To Kadisha, Kedusha Saguf. Right, when do we learn how Me'ila compared to Truma? And there's an exclusion of Bnei Yisrael velo Akum. That's only by Kedusha Saguf that has that exclusion, because that's what's learned down Me'ila from Truma. Avakot Kedushas Bedek Abayis to Kedushas Damim lo. But if it's only Kedushas Damim, then it's not exactly parallel to Truma, and therefore you don't have the exclusion that applies by Truma that we bring over to Me'ila. It wouldn't apply to Kache Bedek Abayis. Period. Tan Rabbanon, Dam Shen Nitma Vizarku Bishogeg. What happened? Dam became Tame and I was Zorig it anyway. So if it was a Shogeg, you didn't know it was Tame, Hurtza, then the Tzitz is Maratza. Bemazid, lo Hurtza. But if the coin did it Bemazid, then it is not Hurtza, the carbon did not work. What does that mean, lo Hurtza? Rashi says, on top, Knasa de Rabbananu. If the coin did it Bemazid, it's Knas de Rabbanan. Vilo Sheyavi Acher. Not that it's low hertz and you can bring another carbon, because that would be a violation of bringing a chulin animal bazara when you don't really need to. That would be oker dover min haTorah b'kum vaseh, and we don't want to say that right now. Diemke nipsud bezem masa lakadur min haTorah. We'll have a chulin lazara. What does it mean? Low hertz lahatir baser ba'achila. Avo bailim niskapru. Right, that is Rashi's understanding of b'mesid low hertz. Not totally. Because again, right, doesn't want to hold like the Shita and Yavamis, Daf Tzadi, that you can be Okar B'kum Ba'aseh. That's very unusual. Bamed Ramamurim, continues the Braisa. When do we say this? The Chilek between Yachid, between Mezid and Shogeg, but Yachid, Aval, but Tzibur, but Shogeg, but Mezid, Hortza. But by a car, but Tzibur, then it is automatically Hortza. Uba Ovde Kochavim, and by, what if you have a carbon of an Ovde Kochavim, that it became Tameh, the Dam became Nitma, Bain Shogeg, or Bain Mezid, Lo Hortza. So that's not Hertza at all. Why? We'll see. Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Papa. Kama de Lok Rav Yosi. Who is this like? This must be not like Rav Yosi. Right? Rav Yosi. Amru B'kul Ani Rola Hachmir. Rav Yosi said that a Kachay Akam is just like Kachay Yisrael. That was our understanding. So here, why would you say it's any difference? So Amru Lehu Rav Papa. No, if you look at Rav Yosi, even Rav Yosi, who usually puts together and makes them have similar halachos, here he would say it's chilek. Shani hasam damar kra lohem, lohem velo lo ovdei kochavim. Right, it says lohem in this context, and that's why they're excluded. Says the Gemara, whenever it says lohem, amale rafuna breder of nasan l'rapapa, elamayata, in the context of the isr tuma, asher heim makdishim, hakanami, heim velo ovdei kochavim. Right, so you should say that it's heim velo kochavim, and then you're not chaya for tuma according to Rabbi Yosi. But didn't Rabbi Yossi say, Bukulanani Rola Hachmir? Right? That's again, Rashi is reading the Gemara against that pshat that we just gave for the Rambam, that maybe he's only arguing on the last line. But either way, so why don't you make that exclusion? So the Gemara says, no, El Amar Papa, a different reason why it's not Hortza, Omar Kra, Leratzon, Lahem, for Ovde Gochavim, Lav Bnei Hartza Ninu. Right? They don't have that special Ritsui connection to their carbon. Like we said before, maybe they're not considered a Bala carbon. They could bring it, but it's not the same Bala carbon connection to the animal, and therefore there's no concept of Ritsui in that context. Good. The concept of the tzitz being maratzeh, It's interesting, we discussed this a little bit on Shavuos, but Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful article it's quoted in his Sefer Divrei Hagut V'Haracha. It's the Hesped that Rav Soloveitchik was invited to the Aguda convention in 1940. Then he was still a member of the Aguda. So in 1940, he was the one that was invited to ask to give the Hesped for Rav Chaim Moser Grozinski. He knew him in Vilna. And he was asked to give the Hesped for the Achiezer. So there he gave a well-known Hesped called the Nosei HaTzitz V'HaChoshen. The Tzitz and the Choshen. Two different kalim of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. And there he develops the idea of the Tzitz being the religious, relating to all religious issues, including Tzitz Meratzah, like our Gemara talks about, and the Choshen. And the Choshen symbolizing life events. Like the Choshen, the Kohen Gadol asked the Choshen, should I go to battle and are we going to win the war? And all the stories in Tanakh about the Choshen and the Urim Tumim. The idea that he develops is that really everything is connected to Torah. Right? This is really a big source in the Das Torah discussion. But there he discusses that there are questions that relate to religious questions of the Tzitz, and the Choshen is the life questions, and he says the Kohen Gadol wears both. Kohen Gadol wears both. And therefore, all questions really connect to Torah in a certain sense. And he says, post Oso HaKohen, Shemocho Hayasafug, Kedusha Satorah, Shal Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Shal Abaya Varava, Shal Rambam Varavit, Shal Bos Yosef Rama, Hayaruach Baruch HaKodesh, Pitaron Kosheilo, Tapolitiot, Ha'omdot Alaperek, Bekol Havayot Olam Hazeh, Bekol HaTfiot, and he continues. Again, this is only one article of Rav Soloveitchik. He discussed, he talks about this elsewhere, and there are stories about his views. But either way, this is a beautiful article that he has. Poski she'elos biyaradeya, pasku she'elot chamurot umusubachot shal arachayim politi, choshe mishpat shal ale olau ale, he also choshe mishpat shal ashach v'atas. He discusses this, but that's his tzitz and choshen. And a lot has been written about this article, about the tzitz and the choshen, and just fascinating historically that he gave that drasha at the Aguda convention in 1940. Okay, Vayter, Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Mem Hei Amabes. Dvarim she'ein chayavan aleim mishum pigol. Other items that are not subject to pigol. So moving away from the kachay akum. What else do we have? Even items that are not subject to pigol, chayav and aleim, mishum noser, umishum tameh. They don't always go together. They don't all three of those go together. Pigol, noser, v'tameh. Right, as we know, the pigol has a different standard. Pigol, we've discussed a lot already. It needs a matir. Tameh and noser don't need a matir. So there are things that are going to be chayav for noser and noser and tameh, and not for pigol. Chutz min hadam. Except for dam, right? Dam is an exception to the rule that's excluded, right? Excluded from noser and from tameh. Let's just read our line of the Mishnah. V'Rabbi Shimon mechayiv bedavar shadarken lechol. Rabbi Shimon is mechayiv for pigel only that items that are derech to eat if they're edible. Aval ha'etzim v'halavona v'aktores in chayav olam mishum tuma. But all these other items, right? Even though you don't have the pigel problem, but they're not edible, and therefore, even though you might say, like we said earlier in the Masechta, chibas hakodesh are machshir them, but Rabbi Shimon holds that they're not going to be chayav mishum tuma, because they are not edible. Good. There is a girsa in Rashi. Rashi here quotes a girsa that also Shimon Kubetz also here quotes that instead of just Rabbi Shimon Omer, it said Numi Rabbi Shimon. Numi, also from the word said. Numi Rabbi Shimon. Hachi Garcin and Rashi says Numi Rabbi Shimon bedavar shadarko lechol chayev. Rabbi Shimon said only davar shadarko lechol. V'kach shamati mi beis medrashol shal Rabbeinu Yaakov. And I also heard that from the Beis Medrash. V'li nira shekach pireish. Oh, I'm sorry. Maseches Menachos. Shekach. And he quotes that this is what Rabbi Meshulam Bar Klunimus said. Go and b'shas misaso. Numi Rabbi Shimon. Kimo Amar Rabbi Shimon. Numi Rabbi Shimon is like Amar Rabbi Shimon. But this is what Rabbi Meshulam Bar Klunimus. Right? We didn't know what the Numi what it said. We thought it said v'hadam, but really it said. The girsa was dam v'numi, and we didn't know what that said. So what he took out on his deathbed was the vav. So it's not dam v'numi, and what we know what numi was is dam period numi. Rabbi Shimon said Tosfos and Menachos Kuftes Mabez, right, quotes this. You see on the side it says, look at Tosfos and Menachos Kuftes Mabez, and here he quotes that there were three things that he said on his deathbed. Kilu is Ruach HaKodesh, right? Three girsos, three issues that came up on the deathbed of Rabbi Meshulam Bar Klonimus Gaon, that Rashi quotes here, and we know that, you know, from when he right, on his deathbed. That is what Tosfos quotes here, Amid Beis. And he quotes that in this Tosfos. Rabbi Klunimus, Aviv Sharabi Mishulam, Higi Kalashon, Sheni Bishas Petiraso, Vasofer Ta'a, Bein Allah La Ole, Vishlosha Dvarim Hegi, Kimipi Nevua, Bishas Petiraso. Zos va'odacheres, shayakasa bisvarim, and he quotes our Gemara, and it said, dam vinumi, he takes out the vav, and he quotes the shvuas, anyway, three editorial notes that he made, on his deathbed, and it was ki'ilu, it was a nevuah, b'shas that he died. Remember that Gemara reminds me a little bit of that Gemara in Bamitzia, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. The machlokas in Shemayim about a detail in Hichas Tumas Tzaras. And they say, who's going to prove? Rabbi Nachmeni. And they go down to Rabbi Nachmeni. And as he dies, he says, Tahar, Tahar. Right? And, it says, Baskel goes out and Yasa Nishmaso B'Tahar. And, what's the halacha? We paskin against Rabbi Nachmeni. We paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Bezen Shomala. Right? The Kesem Mishnah points out that's the only time that the Rama paskins against Hashem. Because Hashem, And whatever that means, obviously not. But the Hashem says Tameh, Tahar, and Rabbi Nachmeni said Tahar, and the Besan Shomala and the other Rabbanan argued and said Tameh. That's what the Rambam paskins. That's the Kesem Mishnah. But didn't Rabbi Nachmeni say it? Right? And the answer given is Lo Bashamayim. Maybe it was Ki'ilu. He was not alive anymore because it was as he was dying. So that was maybe too late. Here in these three corrections, maybe it was before he died. B'shas b'saso. And that's why it would be okay. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, interesting historical note in Rashi. Tan Rabbanan, Yocho Yuchayav Mishem Tuma, Ela Aldavar Shish Lamatir, and Mela Adam, Mela Mizbeach. You might think that Tuma is subject to the same rules as Pickle. Right? Only items that have a matir, vidinhu, and we would say it's comparable. Uma Pigol Shihu Bikfia. If Pigol, which is set, right, pigol is it's chatas, it doesn't go by, it's not an olav yored. Ubi yediyah achas, and you don't have to have a yediyah betchila, basof, all the different rules that we have by tuma. V'lo huter mechlalo, and it's never mutter. Ein chayav an olav ela al davar sheyesh lo matir mei l'adam mei l'mizbeach. If pigol, which is very stringent, has all these limitations, so tuma, which is more kal, shehu ba'oshiba olav yored. Ubishte yedios, you need tuma yediyah betchila and basof, v'hutcha mechlala, and once in a while, tuma hutcha betzibur, or tuchuya betzibur, eno dinshe eno chayev, ela al darvish yesh alatir meil adam meil adam mizbeach. If pigol, which is very stringent, has limitations, so tuma, which is more lenient, should also have those limitations. So, shall we? Sagmar says no. Tama lomar, asher hei, makdishim li. That includes all, that's the pasuk by tuma, and that includes all mukdashim. That includes all mukdashim. Yochol miyad, you might think it's subject to this iser right away, right after your makdashit, your chayiv on it, if you ate it betuma, tamalomar, yikrav. No, yikrav, right? Only, a later stage of the hakdasha. What is that? Amar Rebbe Lazar. V'chiyesh no geashu chayiv. What the pasuk says, yikrav. He shall come close. You can be chayiv karis for just coming close to a karban. Elamat tamalomar, yikrav. No. Yikrav is the word used for nogea. It says nogea, but it really means eaten. But why did it say yikrav? Behukshar basar li karev akasam adaber. Only where the basar becomes mukshar to then be hukrav. Hakeitzad, yesh lo matirin mishi yikravu matirin, ein lo matirin mishi yikadish bekli. So there's some later stage, not just when I am makdashit, I'm not yet subject to the tumah problems. Period. Stop there for a moment. There is a discussion. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes in, so again, it's a famous tshuva in the world of tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Ches. That's where he talks about misase. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Makar Chayim, the Nesivis. Right, about misasek. If I'm misasek in an avera, the Gemara says misasek is less than shogig. Right, shogig, I didn't remember something. Misasek, I didn't even realize I'm doing an avera. Right, I brush against something. Misasek b'chalam v'arayis, you're chayev because it's hana. But general misasek is pater. Is misasek a maisa avera also with a patur, or is misasek not even a maisa avera? That is a machlokas achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Ches. He quotes the Nesivis and he argues with him. Right, that's what the Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes, that it is a maisa avera. It is a maisa avera with an onesh. Maybe by Shabbos it's not, because of Melechas Machsheves. But generally, it is a Maisa Avera with a Pter Onesh. He quotes the Chavos Das, he quotes the Nesivis and the Sefer on Pesach, Makar Chaim, and he Larias Daiti Ikr the Mikri Maisavera, El Delochiva Torah Chatos Alav. And then at the end of that he has a very mechudash suggestion, and when the Gemara says that Misasek is Patur because it's less than Shogeg, that's only from a regular Chatos. But from an Ola V'Yored, maybe he would be Chayev, because that's more Kal. That's his suggestion. And he writes that in the Shulei HaMichtav of Simen Ches. The end of the Tshuva. He says, V'tzorach lomar, t'davka le'inyin chatas kavua miyata ha'kosav, t'asher chata b'prat l'misasek. Aval le'inyin olav yored, like a krat, there's no pasuk to exclude it. U'v'prat l'masher kasavti, t'misasek mikri shigas aveira, elo d'lo chui v'rachman ha'chatas, v'yemked yesh lomar d'olav yored chayev. An amazing suggestion, right? The Ptur, the Pasik, excluding Mesasik, is only by Chatas Kavua, not by Olav Yored. Olav Yored, you'd be Chayiv. So the Achronim say that maybe this Gemara seems to be against that. Because our Gemara, at least in the Svara, said, if you're Pater from a Chatas, you're Kal V'chomer, Pater from Olav Yored. Right? That was the Hava mean until we had a special Pasik to include it. Right? So that's the, important machloka, just to be aware of, about Mesasik. That should be Kiveger, again, in the Shuvas. Madura Kama, same with the Nesivas. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here by Ashkecha. Again, today's Shia was sponsored in memory of Jamie Lehman, Chaim Menachem, and Rabbi Menashe Rafal Vasara by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel. We thank the family for the sponsorship that Shama should have in Aliyah. Okay, we'll stop here.